This way, girl. Take care not to stray from the path. If the quicksands don't drown you, the weed hags will. Oh, don't be frightened. At least, not too much. I'll protect you. Even the hags know better than to challenge a sorceress and her apprentice on their way to the Elder's Shrine. Hmm? Don't be a fool, girl. The Master will not appear to us in his true form. To see an Elder in all his majesty would annihilate you. No. He'll reveal himself in a different way. In a touching, clutching, coiling manifestation of flesh. An avatar of greed and possessiveness. The shrine is just ahead, between those two pillars covered with serpent vines. Step light. Step light. Don't awaken them. Ah. And here we are. The southernmost tip of the kingdom. Beyond is the Black Wallow, Elder's Mire, the realm of shadow and desire and dark magic. Do you feel the power? Like lightning and tide as our master's hunger crashes against the human world? Can you hear it? The angry, aching silence of his need? You hear only the moans. Exquisite, aren't they? Those are the men and women the master has taken in thrall, as tribute, payment, sacrifice. They spend eternity writhing in the service of our Lord's appetite. Having second thoughts, my love? No? You are a greedy bitch. It's too late anyway. For one thing, you'd never find your way back through the marsh. The paths have already shifted. What was solid has turned to syrup, and the hags and the leech spiders and the growlers would be on you in a heartbeat. It takes a woman with my power to traverse the borderlands. But all that is secondary. You made a vow, swore your devotion, and accepted that first small spark of power from me, like an ember touched to the tinder of your want. I've nurtured you, trained you, until you've become hot and ripe with magic. Tonight, in the presence of the Master, all devotions will be rewarded, and the power inside you, raw, wet, savage, will find its true purpose. Take off your robe. We'll meet our Lord skyclad, naked, as we were for our first birth. You are beautiful. Almost as lush as I am. Magic has made you sleek and supple and firm. The Master will be pleased. Step with me here, near the water's edge. Hold out your hand. A quick pass of my blade and... there. Let the blood drip into the wash. Oh, can you feel? Can you feel his focus suddenly upon us? His power pressing on us like heat, like darkness. He approaches. He approaches. Oh, Lord, my Lord, my magnificent Lord, you grace us with your presence. Stand fast, girl. Face your Lord in the form he has chosen. A writhing, glistening nest of tentacles. His will made into muscle and flesh, coiling and clutching with hunger. Slick with the sap of his desire, feel the droplets splash against your skin. They burn. Oh, they burn. Taste them. Taste them. Anoint your mouth with them. Slather them on your breasts, your cunt. Rub them into your ass. Yes, yes, like this, like this, like I do. Feel his lust burning through you. Oh, Lord, I am so wet. My nipples so hard. I burn for you. You feel it too? Do you? Do you? Are you prepared for him, girl? Are you ready? Ready for what? Oh, you stupid, silly girl. Do you really think I've been training you to receive power? All that magic inside you, all that delicious potency. I want it. I'll have it. The master will give it to me in exchange for a small sacrifice. In exchange for you. Did you really think that I would unlock my spells and secrets to someone who could one day be my rival? I watch for girls like you. Peasant healers, hedgerow witches, potion crafters, those who reveal just a bit too much talent. I take them, train and twist them until they are gorged with power. Then I bring them here and take everything. Oh, so angry. That will pass. Soon you'll be wrapped in the master's embrace. Drenched in his essence, perpetually aroused, inflamed, intoxicated with desire, as he fucks your cunt and your ass and your mouth with his tentacles, as he fucks you endlessly, eternally. Your moans will become one with the others, echoing across the mire. You'll have no room for anger then. And in return for my devotion, when you come the first of millions of times, all that power ripening inside you will flow into me. I'll live another century on your magic, and in time find yet another apprentice. Of course, you do have one chance. Don't come. Resist him, and he'll reject you and kill me. That's all it takes. The strength to deny a god. Do you think you can do it, girl? Let's find out. All I need do is invoke the word of summons and... Wait! No! Where did you learn that word? From my spellbook. But I keep that hidden, protected by wards. You found it. Circumvented the wards. You dare desecrate my spellbook with your touch, with your gaze. I will carve your heart from your chest. I will... What? No, no, the tentacles grabbing my wrists, pulling away my blade. They're coiling around my ankles like, let me go. Let me go. Everywhere they touch, the glistening trails like liquid desire on my skin. I can't think. I must get free. They're wrapping around my legs, my hips, pulling my arms down, pinning them to my side, touching my breasts. Oh, it feels like my nipples might burst. Wait, I can't move. I can't move. I can't move. No, they're lifting me off the ground, bending me over, raising my ass in the air. No, my ass, touching my ass, pushing, squeezing into my ass. Lord, no. Oh, Lord, Master. No. I see you, girl. You think you won. You think my power will become yours. You'll not live to enjoy it. I'll speak the word that will rip the flesh from your... No. Get away from my mouth. Get away from my... Stop. Let me say the word. Let me say the Master, please. Please, more. No, more. My legs are being pulled open. That tentacle rising from the center of the mass. Lord, is huge. Dripping. No, don't touch me. Don't touch me. There, I can't take it. I can't. Oh, just a bead of essence against my cunt. No. Focus. I mustn't come. It's stroking my slit, oiling me with its juices. I can feel its power like lightning against the lips of my cunt. It's pushing inside me, pushing inside. Must Muscle come. They're everywhere. Squeezing my tits, coiling around my thighs, my feet, my throat. Mustn't come. Back. Ramming into my ass, into my cunt. Oh, so deep. Mustn't come. Come. No, my powers. No, my powers, all my powers, flowing, draining out. I hear you gasp with pleasure, girl. I feel magic filling you. Look at me. Now look and see your future. Look at me and see how you will one day be betrayed. When you return here in the years to come with your own victims, it won't be my moans you hear echoing across the mire. It will be my call. Join me. We'll spend eternity pleasuring the master together. I'll be waiting, girl. I'll be waiting.